B-Pod Studios.
Okay, here you go. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything. The Bob Ryan Report is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Everything himself, it's Bob Ryan.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Okay. Are you excited that baseball is back?
I am very gratified and excited that baseball is back, and I just wish it weren't on the West Coast. I wish it were actually opening day, D-A-Y, not opening night. But regardless, it's the reality. They open up on the road with a lot of road games, which if they get through it, you'll say, well, that's going to help the rest of the schedule. That's fine. But, I'm very excited. I'm really excited about Chris Sale being the guy to take the ball.
Yep. Okay. And so just, first blush, what do you think about the season coming?
I feel, first of all, people have to understand that the odds are that something will go wrong because no one has repeated since 1992, 93, the 93 Blue Jays. So we're going on 26 years since the team has repeated, and there's a lot of reasons for that. It's hard.
Yep.
And a lot of things have to go your way. And so, just prepare yourself. I like to think it's always safer. I always say a pessimist is an optimist with experience, So that's, just brace yourself. On paper, this team has every ingredient you want but one. And the bullpen is an uncertainty. They let Craig Kimball go. They did not specifically replace him with a closer. We're going to see how this all works out. Now, I just was reading the paper this morning, and Alex Cora says he has known what he's going to do since November. With all these games and people, all these speculation, he said he's had this plan in place. And I'll say what, he hasn't reached the level of Bill Belichick, obviously, after 1 year, but I will go on record as saying, in Alex, I trust.
Okay.
Wow. You think it's weird that Rafael Devers is going to bat third?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Hank. That is really an endorsement on him, their belief in his raw talent. Yes, that's very interesting, and we'll see how that whole lineup thing works out with Mookie batting second, Benintendi leading off. But yes, that is really an honor. It is an honor to bat third in a major league lineup, and for a young player like that, that shows you how good they think he can be.
And speaking of numbers,
yeah. Hey, what do you think about our fifth starter, Bob?
Well, let's see. Our fifth starter, David Price?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
It's interesting the way you play games like that. I'm just going along with the program. I'm a little surprised he's had to work himself into this. He didn't get rolling until the middle or the late latter part of spring training. That's the way it's going to be. It doesn't mean that he is actually thought of in their minds as the fifth starter, but yes, he will be the fifth starter and the first guy starting in the next series. He won't even appear in the first series. Very interesting. He's saying all the right things. Yep. So I'll take him at his word.
Okay, how about this? Now, you've already mentioned Bill Belichick, so let's bring up Gronk. How do you feel about Gronk?
I feel this way. I'm happy for him. I really believe that I want him to trust that he's doing this because, for the obvious reasons about health, the rest of his life, he wants to be able to walk away when he can walk away. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But let's be serious. We'll believe it all when we see it, won't we? Already, his own agent, the first day, didn't even let 24 hours go by before dropping the possibility that Gronk will unretire at some point during the season if Bill Belichick calls him, with an SOS, something like that. It's certainly conceivable. I mean, you have to brace ourselves for that. That he may wake up on October 18th with it said, "I missed this. Damn it! Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to get along without football." That song, "I Get Along Without You Very Well." I get along without
you.
Bob.
About football, and then realize it ain't so. So let's just wait and see. But I applaud his decision.
Now, would it have been nice to have the decision maybe before free agency?
Yeah, well, this is interesting. People are wondering, what is the real feeling down there? We know that, he and Brady have both had over the last year, there have been things happening that tell us that, that they weren't real pleased with management. I don't know. Yes, it would have been. But, there's plenty of precedent historically for this, including the sainted Bill Russell, who retired in an article in Sports Illustrated magazine in the summer of 1969 after the NBA draft, when the Celtics would have had an opportunity to draft a replacement. So there's plenty of precedent for this.
You're like Google.
You don't say
that's
Google it, you say Bob it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say Bob it.
Say that.
That always scares me.
No. Google that.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, don't Bob. Google that. No.
The Celtics, Bob. Yeah. Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, what do you think about Celtics?
Kyrie, two different topics. Kyrie is a he he's like a course in himself. You know, Kyrie 101. You know, you can study Kyrie. I try not to get caught up in anything he says. Just every game he suits up, just watch him play.
Yeah.
They still opportunity. They got a break last night, if you didn't notice, that Indiana lost. So that's one game closer. They still have an opportunity. They have two games left with Indiana. If they can win them, they will then be able to jump ahead of them and get the first home court in the first round against Indiana, as opposed to going on the road. The possibility exists for them. I'm so exasperated with them that one at a time. And I continue to say this. The problem is not raw talent. Yep. They remain as talented 1 through 10, maybe even 1 through 12 on their roster as any team in the league. The issue is putting it all together in the proper manner and putting out the proper effort. And they have not done it consistently all year long. And we can only hope that they're going to get some kind of religion and when they hit the playoffs and play the way we know they should play and can play.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, right straight from Bob Ryan's mouth to your ear this morning. So, Bob, do you have any shameless plugs?
Yes, I'll be on ESPN Sports. I keep saying that. Round the Horn. Next Tuesday, you circle your calendar, and the Sports Reporters podcast with my old friends Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom will be up a little bit in the early afternoon today.
Okay, one final thing before you go. Your pick for the...
I'll stick with my bracket pick, which was Duke, but everyone's flawed. They're flawed. They have... So I'm sticking with Duke. Zion Williamson is a marvel. We have never seen anything quite like it.
Yep.
He's a unique package. He's fun to watch. But there's going to be a lot of good games. You know, because we didn't have many upsets, it means that we've got terrific matchups the next couple of days. So if you do care about basketball, just for the basketball's sake, forget over and above your bracket, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be good basketball.
Next time, Bob. Thanks.
And how about them Bruins?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Go Bruins.
Okay.
Talk to you about them next week.
So long.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.